640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The House is scheduled to vote in just a few hours on a bill to raise the debt ceiling.
In the lead-up to the vote, the White House sounds increasingly confident. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will sign the debt ceiling bill into law before Monday's X date.
This is going to get out of the House. It's going to get out of the Senate. It's going to be at his desk before June 5th.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he believes a majority of House Republicans will back the measure. He shrugs off suggestions that the agreement he struck with Mr. Biden has so angered conservatives it has imperiled his speakership. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
CBS News has learned former Vice President Mike Pence will launch his campaign for president next week. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
His problem is that he was Donald Trump's vice president, and Donald Trump turned on him after Pence refused to violate the Constitution on January 6th.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will require all new vehicles to include automatic emergency braking. Deputy Secretary of Transportation Polly Trottenberg.
AEB systems are going to be critical to reducing the harm of people outside the vehicle, inside the vehicle, reduce fatalities, injuries, and of course, damage. We also hope this will help many crashes be avoided altogether.
Jury selection is set to begin in the trial of former sheriff's deputy Scott Peterson, who failed to confront a school shooter in Parkland, Florida. He faces child neglect charges. Max Schachter's son was killed in the attack. He thinks the role of school resource officers has changed.
They no longer can be that officer that's at the end of their career, you know, in their late 50s and just... It's not just a job just to sit behind a desk.
A few dozen teachers are planning to resign in Hernando, Florida.
A fifth grade teacher showed a Disney movie featuring an LGBTQ character in class and became the subject of a probe by both the county school board and the state's education department. Angry parents and teachers weighed in, with some saying by restricting content about race and sexuality.
You are making Hernando County unsafe.
There are reports that the teacher involved is among nearly 50 planning to resign. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The U.S. will send another $300 million in military equipment to Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there's no place for its use in Russia.
We do not support attacks inside Russia. We certainly don't want to see attacks inside Russia that are being propagated, that are being conducted using U.S. supplied equipment.
The markets finished the day with losses. The Dow was down 134 points. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Investigators in southwest Wisconsin say a death at a campground last week is suspicious. Richland County deputies were called to Bunker Hill Campground in Cazenovia Thursday morning. Talks resume this week between Milwaukee leaders and state lawmakers working on the state budget. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells the Milwaukee Rotary Club the first new increase in money in 30 years will make Milwaukee a better, safer city.
With more police, answers for calls for service, they'll be quicker. Firefighters and paramedic response times, they will be able to improve. Our libraries will continue to bring new programs, locations, and services to residents all across our city.
Lawmakers are working on a new formula for sharing state money with local communities. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night 7-2. Julio Teheran starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. A whiny bitch voice Ron de Sanctimonious Wednesday edition. It's a mouthful, but it's worth it.
You've been working so hard on your Ron DeSantis voice, Crudy. I commend you on your efforts.
I would like to hear the early efforts of all our audience members in this hour. If you want a pair of Brewers tickets for next Tuesday night against the Orioles, you got to beat Crudy's Ron de Sanctimonious impersonation. Hassel told me you got to do a voice. If you're going to read, you can't give him the Crudy voice. You got to give him the whiny bitch, de sanctimonious voice. So I've been working on it, and I'd like to hear your version. I'll make occasion to do it again this hour. I promise.
You'll find something, I'm sure.
844-967-2789. But, Dom, you never bury the lead. You've brought this one to my attention. A CNN exclusive. And I'm going to have to move beyond calling this a paperwork crime at this point.
What? Why would you possibly do that, Michael? Paperwork crimes, right?
In the words of James Comey, Lordy, there's tapes.
Lordy, I hope there's tapes.
Trump captured on tape talking about classified document he kept after leaving the White House. I notice of the multiple bylines, your girl, Caitlin Collins, hosted
part of the
town
team
hall.
Here, yep.
A CNN exclusive, federal prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of a summer 2021 meeting in which former President Donald Trump acknowledges he held on to classified Pentagon document about a potential attack on Iran. Multiple sources told CNN, undercutting Trump's argument that he declassified everything.
You know, you can do it with your mind, Crudy.
Dominic, the recording indicates Trump understood he retained classified material after leaving the White House. According to multiple sources, on the recording, Trump's comments suggest he would like to share the information, but he's aware of limitations on his ability post-presidency to declassified records, two of the sources said. Now, a little disclaimer here. CNN has not listened to the recording, nor has Dom or Crute, but multiple sources described it, not to us, but to CNN, apparently. One source said the relevant portion on the Iran document is about 2 minutes long, and another source said the discussion is a small part of a much longer meeting. Special Counsel Jack Smith, who is leading the Justice Department investigation into Trump, not with enough alacrity, to my opinion, Jack, has focused on the meeting as part of a criminal investigation into Trump's handling of national security secrets. Sources describe the reporting, the recording, as an important piece of evidence in a possible case against Trump, who has repeatedly asserted he could retain presidential records, you know, and automatically declassified documents. Automatically. Prosecutors have asked witnesses about the recordings and the document before a grand jury. Federal grand jury. The episode has generated enough interest for investigators to have questioned General Mark Milley, one of the highest-ranking Trump-era national security officials, I guess he was, about the incident.
Curtis, CNN continues. The July 2021 meeting was held at Trump's golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, with two people working on the autobiography of Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Where's Mark Meadows been? As well as aides employed by the former president, including
FBI relocation
specialist Margot Martin. The attendees, sources said, did not have security clearances that would allow them to access classified information. Meadows did not attend the meeting, the sources said. Meadows' autobiography includes an account of what appears to be the same meeting during which Trump, quote, recalls a four-page report typed up by Trump's former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, himself. It contained the general's own plan to attack Iran, deploying massive numbers of troops, something he urged President Trump to do more than once during his presidency. The document Trump references was not produced by Milley, CNN was told. Investigators have questioned Milley. They questioned what? Trump's former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, was questioned by investigators about the episode in recent months, making him one of the highest-ranking national security officials from Trump's administration to meet with special counsel's team. Milley's spokesman, Dave Butler, declined comment to CNN. The revelation that the former president and commander-in-chief has been captured on tape discussing a classified document could raise his legal exposure he continues his third bid for the White House. Of course, Trump has denied any wrongdoing. CNN has reached out to a lawyer and spokesman for the former president.
You know, this guy's really careless around recording devices. Let's not forget there was the Access Hollywood tape, right? Where he grabbed him by the That was on tape. That nearly sank his presidency, but somehow he escaped. There was the other tape, which I'm still waiting on the imminent indictments out of Fulton County about. The just find the 11,780 votes. One more than I have. Right? That was a smoking gun. That has been described. He was calling state election officials to pressure them to just go find votes for his benefit.
To create votes, to fraudulently say that Trump won the election, to overturn the will of the people. Yeah, I mean, put it in any way, any form you want. It's a terrible, terrible circumstance. And the former guy is still walking around a free man. Hell, he's leading the GOP for the presidential nomination.
And now there's new CNN exclusive reporting of a third tape of the former president. Third time the man's been on Memorex exposing himself to, what, criminal acts.
Crudy, the Trump campaign, according to Gideon Rubin, at the Raw story, says this, the title, Trump campaign unloads on DOJ over CNN report of audio recording related to classified document. In the piece, the Trump campaign has accused the DOJ of engaging in political persecution that aims to further divide the country in a statement obtained by Caitlin Collins. Caitlin, she's on the byline. She did the town hall, quote unquote. And I guess each campaign has responded to her inquiries. Here's what the statement said. Leaks from radical partisans behind this political persecution are designed to inflame tensions and continue the media's harassment of President Trump and his supporters. It's just more proof that when it comes to President Trump, there are absolutely no depths to which they will not sink as they pursue their witch hunts. The DOJ's continued interference in the presidential election is shameful, and this meritless investigation should cease wasting the American taxpayers' money on Democrat political objectives.
I love when they do the whole Democrat then.
Democrat.
Down a little more reporting, Sarah K. Burris at the Raw Story Plus. I like the Raw Story. You know, it's one of my favorite aggregators. This is a lot of evidence. Mueller prosecutor predicts Trump indictment is imminent. Well, we've heard that before, but a hefty wall of evidence has already been built against former President Donald Trump by special counsel Jack Smith. And more keeps coming. A former FBI general counsel said Wednesday, Andrew Weissman, who was a senior prosecutor on Robert Mueller's team, discussed new reports about Smith's investigation on MSNBC. A Wednesday New York Times report cited Smith interviewing Donald Trump's former cybersecurity chief, Chris Krebs. Now, he's the one that said most secure election ever.
Ever. He got reports from the Homeland Security and the Pentagon, and he was on it. They were game. They knew it was up. They were handling it. It was the most secure election ever. And then he was subsequently fired by the president.
You say something like that, you're going to get fired. Where's the loyalty?
Well, you speak the truth, you're going to get fired. But, I mean, look, I'm happy that...
contradicted the company line, which is rigged election, stolen. Oh,
come on, man. And this was so obvious. Before, like 8 months before, I mean, during the peak of COVID, Trump was out there, you know, whining about, God, if we ever had all mail-in ballots and, you know, Republicans would never win another election. It's going to be rigged. I mean, he knew what was coming down. He'd been laying that seed corn for months and months and months. So, yes, I am happy to hear that Milley has been contacted and provided testimony to the federal grand jury, that Krebs also has been apparently contacted and given testimony.
Well, Weissman says Krebs is going to be the perfect witness for the prosecutors who are investigating the classified documents found at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and delving into Trump's part and trying to overturn the 2020 elections, because he will have facts and data. According to Weissman, he's going to talk about, as a Republican appointed by Donald Trump, giving facts, saying there was no fraud in the election. And on the other side, there are no facts. So it's just a wonderful example. You can add it to the Brad Raffensperger. You can add it to Mike Pence. You can add it to the president seeking to get rid of Jeff Rosen, the acting attorney general, and replace him with Jeff Clark. It's all in place. And this is one really good building block. And when you give it that litany, you go, this is going to be quite a hefty wall. This is a lot of evidence. Now, the host, Nicole Wallace, said that Krebs joins a list of people who work for Trump and interacted with him directly who have said that he didn't win the 2020 election. Well, that's why he doesn't work there anymore, Dom. Former acting attorney general Neil Cattell, also speaking with Wallace, recalled Bill Barr calling Trump's post-election advisors a clown show. Barr, he said, would be an expert. Yeah, on clown shows. Barr knows a lot about clown shows, according to Cattell. That's what I think Smith is doing. He's trying to figure out, why is it in the world that you would get rid of the one guy who actually talks sense? You just played the clip. He doesn't sound like your typical Trump person. He sounds like someone who plays it straight. That's exactly what Trump's problem was. You can't play it straight, man. Because you're living in an alternative reality about rigged elections. And go find me votes.
You call it what you want. What it was an effort to overturn the will of the people, man. Overturn the will of the people. Do you understand that that's what this is all about? Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We're all about you. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
We ain't found...
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise mainly clear skies. Lows around 62, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 89, lots of sunshine, mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
From As Goes Wisconsin to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open, taking your calls at 844-967-2789. Donald Trump on tape, apparently, CNN reporting, talking about holding and hanging on to and having classified documents that he'd really, really love to show people, but he knows there's limitations. You got a problem with that, Crudy? Just, you know, paperwork crimes. Well, what if he shows these documents to, you know, donors, for example? Could you call that payment for secret documents?
What if it's just friends at the golf club?
Also, payment for secret documents. I mean, aren't his friends all members? And don't the members pay?
Well, not directly. They don't write the check to Trump. They write it out to Mar-a-Lago, I suspect. You know, Mar-a-Lago club.
Without a distinction.
TrumpLLC.org. You know what I want to hear from the audience? You know, you can give us your political take if you must, but I'd really prefer to hear your Ron DeSantis voice this hour.
Do we have some Ron DeSantis we can play so people kind of know? You have that one that we played in the last hour, Evan? If you're just, you know,
well,
let me get a second, throw that one out there.
Let me roll out the ground rules. If you do a better Ron DeSantis voice than Crudy, and it's a pretty low bar, but, you know, I am working on it because this may only have like a 90-day shelf life. This,
you know,
might be a short-lived.
The creative process can be complicated.
Well, I don't mean my creative process. That's quickly. I got creativity coming out of my arse. What I'm saying is, you know, the short-lived campaign of Ron DeSantis. So if I'm going to do a DeSantis voice, it may not have the staying power of the Trump voice because we're still doing that. I'm still doing that 8 years later. DeSantis, you know, it's going to be yesterday's news by Labor Day. 90 days.
So he makes it to Iowa, though.
Hey, he's barely. He's going to limp. Only when you say Iowa. He's in Iowa currently, but he's going to come limping out of the state fair, and he's going to bust on the rocks when people start paying attention to politics right around Labor Day. He's going to go through that first presidential debate, and it's just going to be, you know, his whiny, bitchy voice is just going to be so...
Why aren't other Republicans doing what you're doing in Florida?
It's just
so
great.
And I say they are doing it. And they say, where? Yeah. I say they're doing it in Iowa. And in fact, I was here in March, and someone kind of took note, and they're like, man, look at all the stuff Iowa's doing.
Tom, you could win some tickets. Everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it. Someone, I was in Iowa and someone said, why aren't you doing it like Florida?
He did have one good crack from Iowa, though. You know, the entire campaign staff must have been working on this one. Hell! Now I can't think of how I do the Ron DeSantis voice. Damn it.
See, it takes a little more effort.
It's way back in the nose, like the top of the way back here.
Well, hell is a strong pronouncement. I don't want to do the DeSantis voice and then make him sound good. So I'll just do the normal.
Oh, no worries, Curdy. No worries there, man. It's not good. Just go ahead.
No, I got to think. I got to think on it again.
Here's the hill. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis countered a jab Tuesday from former President Trump about his COVID-19 response, saying the former president's whole family moved to Florida under his governorship.
You could have done the DeSantis voice.
This is new. DeSantis told News Nation's Kelly Meyer at a press conference when asked about Trump's latest comments. 6 months ago, he never would have said that, right? He used to say how great Florida was. Hell, his whole family moved to Florida under my governorship.
I prefer your Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. more guttural.
It's pitchforks and torches time in America.
I got to hear more like Nathan Lane from Springtime from Hitler. Is that the producers?
Yeah.
So if you do a Ron DeSantis impersonation on the air today and you want some Brewer tickets, Atel Ebone, he's just going to, put up the fact you want the tickets. He's not going to screen your impersonation. But if it's good enough and it wins hearts and minds, club seats, nice seats. Next Tuesday against the Orioles, courtesy of our flagship Brewer station, WISS 1100 AM. And also 98.3 FM. Also, we signed I'm thinking aloud here, Dom.
Yeah.
Signed a contract to bring Brewers to the southeastern Wisconsin metro for next year, for 2024. WRJN, our newest edition, one up on Monday. Brewers, baby.
Nice.
Packers. Brewers. And I got one other major league state franchise that's going to add announcement coming soon. So I'm thinking a lot about the Brewers. They're on my mind. We're giving away tickets to next Tuesday's game, but you got to do the whiny bitch DeSantis voice. I got to think on that. I'll bring mine back, but let's take Mark now. Mark from SAC, welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
What do you got for us? You got a voice?
Thanks, guys. No, I don't have a voice. I wonder if Ron DeSantis' testicles have reascended up into his abdomen the way he is.
Come on, man. They're shrinkage, Jerry.
I know all about shrinkage, being a swimmer back in high school, and it wasn't really a problem. it's just ridiculous. And what Matt was bringing up is, I think that it was the mistake we made with Walker, Chisholm made with Walker here in Wisconsin, is that if you have the goods on the Republicans that they've committed a crime, you indict them as soon as you possibly can. Because if Ron Johnson would have been indicted for his fake electors saying he may not have been reelected as senator from Wisconsin. I mean, it's time. You can't give these guys any more time. Yeah, I know that the next year, 2024, the civil lawsuit against the fake electors is going to go forward here in the state of Wisconsin. But we need to pin back the ears of every single person that was even tangentially involved in the fake electors scandal. From Jim Troupas and Fitzgerald and Ron Johnson and the fake electors themselves and anybody who was actually involved in that meeting, because their duty to the Constitution as officers of the United of Wisconsin was to report the criminal activity that was going on, period. And that if you let these guys escape the noose, I mean, then it's on us. I mean,
well, then it's a trial run for the next time, Mark, and maybe next time they're successful. Thanks for the call, man.
Come back with us. Do your Ron DeSantis voice, and you could win some Brewer tickets. 844-967-2789. You don't have to be good. You just got to give it the old college try.
Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen to this brilliance anywhere, anytime. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A House vote on the debt ceiling bill is just a few hours away. CBS's Jared Hill reports on the legislation.
The agreement suspends the nation's borrowing limit through early 2025 in exchange for things like cuts to IRS funding, tighter restrictions on food stamps, and energy permitting reform.
The government's auto safety agency plans to require new vehicles include automatic emergency braking. NHTSA's Ann Carlson.
It's going to require that these systems fully avoid other vehicles at up to 50 miles per hour when a driver fails to react.
CBS News has learned former Vice President Mike Pence and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will announce runs for president. Political contributor Joel Payne.
Probably Christie is a bit of a stalking horse for some other Republicans who can land some blows on Donald Trump in a way that maybe other Republicans aren't uniquely set up to do. Right. But he is not in a position to win the Republican primary.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. A group of Republican lawmakers introducing a bill to change Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. It increases the penalty for performing an abortion and specifies which medical procedures would be allowed to save a pregnant woman's life. Attorney General Josh Call and a group of doctors are suing to overturn the 1849 ban. They say a 1985 law allowing abortions up to the point of viability takes precedence. The case is expected to come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Summer in Wisconsin means pavement buckling season. The Department of Transportation warning drivers about high heat over the next few days, which makes conditions perfect for pavement to expand and buckle. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Brewers last night by a score of 7-2. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through a whiny bitch voice Wednesday edition, happy hour, taking your phone calls. Dom, not your phone calls, but just acknowledging your presence here on the show.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be here.
Ebone will actually probably do a little light screening.
Probably.
And what I'm seeking this hour is a little audience participation, and here's the topic du jour. Can you do a Ron DeSantis voice? It's sort of a whiny voice. It's, I don't want to be the president. Now, I'm being a little hyperbolic in my whininess. It reminds me of my kids, you know, as young guys.
Well, Ron DeSantis is younger than us, house. Man. So, you know, kids these days.
The kids these days. But he doesn't have the vocal qualities of a leader or a strong human being, really. Just an appealing guy that you'd want to have a beer with and hang out with. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think that soaring orator that is DeSantis. You don't want to see him, you know, on the mall inspiring millions of people. Thank you for coming to the inauguration. Democracy is dead.
My actions will speak louder than my words. That is one of the 10 best Ron DeSantis quotes, according to BrainyQuote.com.
Oh, no.
They're all very, very interchangeable. You know, we need to save the country.
Oh, come on, you know.
These are like his greatest hits. For Trump, it's you can't always get what you want.
And Tiny Dancer.
844-967-2789. We see you there, callers. We'll get you in just a minute. Dom, do you have any thoughts here before we jump right into the Whitey Voice Ron DeSantis contest?
Because
it could devolve quickly.
It always devolves quickly. I said it before the break. The fact we talk about all these different issues surrounding Donald Trump and the Republicans and these swing states here in the state of Wisconsin, and I just think sometimes we lose the point. That these are not just individual, you know, actions by individual people. This isn't the solidarity sing-along members or, you know, individuals showing up to sing. This was a coordinated effort by Trump and his lackeys to contact and instruct state legislators to dismiss the will of the people. I don't know if is that treasonous? Is it worth the death penalty? I mean, what are we talking about here? And now we have Donald Trump apparently on tape acknowledging the classified documents that he has, and apparently some of the testimony I've read is that he has shown them to donors and so on and so forth. So, you know, we're lucky if this thing goes down with Donald Trump getting convicted for fraud relating to his Stormy Daniels payoff. That will be the lucky part.
You're all hung up on that coup against the Constitution.
There's going to be a coup. I'd be a part of it. You know what I mean? And I'm not. I'm looking at the coup. People are going, what are you, freaking nuts? You Donald Trump, the lie. And all these Republicans. Well, this was problematic. We have to address these issues. We have to have election integrity. Well, yeah, one of the reasons that people have some doubts is because you and your orange leader have been telling people that there's fraud, and there's not. You had cases, 62 out of 63, you lost. But this was a concerted conspiracy, and there should be heads rolling for it. And I think that sometimes we like to laugh and have a good time, but we wash over that part, man. Something's got to happen. These asses are going to do it again. It's a trial run. If it is no consequence to it.
Can we move on to the Ron DeSantis voice now? Because I've kind of laid the ground rules for a contest and people are being responsive.
We are moving on.
844-967-2789. We're going to have some fun. Nick from St. Louis. What do you got for us, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
I'm from St. Paul.
Well, they're nowhere close to each other. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us, man?
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest caller ever.
All right, so you've set a high bar for yourself,
some
man.
Big words, man. You got to follow it up now.
Okay, here's Ron DeSantis. Florida is America. America is Florida. I hope you liked it.
That was fantastic, Nick.
Okay? I love you guys. And as you know, I'm in the midst of making dinner, so I got to go now.
All right, Nick. Don't like the Wiener Schnitzel burn on the stove.
Oh, that's some funny stuff.
844-967-2789. We got a Madison area plumber calling in. How you doing? What do you got for us?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. You doing a DeSantis imitation? You want some Brewers tickets next Tuesday night? Good seats, PNC club level.
Yeah, I was going to try. I'm going to just get in my voice here. Hang on.
me.
Do it one more time. I didn't hear exactly, but I appreciate the tone. Why don't you hold on? We got some Brewers tickets for you next Tuesday night. Kids will probably be off school by
awesome,
then. Hold on tight. 844-967-2789. Our buddy calling in from God's country, Dana in La Crosse. Dana, we are coming your way so very soon. June 5th, come to La Crosse, 1490, the Eagle, soaring high above your radio dial.
Three more days.
Hell,
three more business days.
It's coming close, Dana. Next Monday, baby.
Yes.
And then the
Republicans
are coming your way, Dana. Do you know the Republican convention's coming up to probably the La Crosse Center, I would assume? They're coming to La Crosse for Father's Day weekend.
I suppose we should lock the kids up, huh? All right, let me try my Ron DeSantis here.
Let's hear it, Dana.
All right, here we go.
Fascists? We don't need no sticky fascists. I'm the last fascist in this country, and for fascism, we're going to Florida. That's the best I got, guys.
Would you say we have a plethora of
Dana,
Florida
we can't
fascists?
See it as a radio product, but were you bobbing your head from side to side as you were saying it, like DeSantis was overseas?
While I was licking pudding from my fingers.
Oh, so nasty.
That's a visual I didn't need, Dana.
No. Thank you, though.
Coming your way soon, Dana. Tell everyone.
I'm excited for it.
Monday, 1490 a.m. in La Crosse on the Eagle. Baby. I call him baby, Dana. You know, he's got a self-crafted, went on the internet and had it made for his car, the coolest Devil's Advocates bumper sticker ever. I mean, he's a true fan. I bet he's got the app on every one of his devices. The Civic Media app, you know, we are relaunching. You're going to have to do an update next week. The new app is a much improved app. We're stepping into like the 21st century now.
Oh, excellent. Look forward to it.
Very good
next
app.
Week,
update,
upgrade the new app.
Yes.
Yeah, check it out.
844 Civic Media app. If you don't have it, especially those of you listing in Minneapolis, you're going to lose us live next week. You might want to have it just in case. Don't get mad at Chad. That's just a decision that was made. We're also changing some of our lineup here in Wisconsin next week. 844-967-2789. John from Joliet. John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How about you expand to Joliet?
Well, can't you hear the 540 signal down to Joliet?
That was it.
Yeah, you can catch it on WCPT is like a fart in a tin can down in Joliet, I got to tell you. But I do stream it every day.
Well, excellent. Do you have the Civic Media app? Because we got a big update coming,
yes,
John.
Yes, I do.
Well, aren't you one of the Patriots?
Yes.
John.
What do you mean update?
Well, it's going to be better, new and improved, and super cooler starting on Monday.
Hey, and the Brewers tickets? I don't want them. I'm a Cubs fan. Sorry.
Well, we weren't offering them to you, John,
yeah,
so don't worry.
Them anyway, John.
No takey backies, John. We didn't offer, so you can't not get them.
Do you have Cubs tickets? I'll take those.
Well, if I did, I'd be selling them for like 50 cents on the street corner.
Oh, Crudy.
Oh, come on.
What are the rankings right now? I know the Brewers are doing well.
They're ahead of the Cubs.
Well, okay. Well,
that goes without saying, though, right?
Yeah, who isn't ahead of the Cubs right now?
you said it, John.
Well, actually, I think the St. Louis Cardinals are below the Cubs right now, last time I checked. Be well, Joliet, John. One of our Flatlander friends out there listening on the Civic Media app like the real Patriots do.
So the update on the app next week coinciding with Monday with the lineup changes and all that, is that kind of the deal?
I think so. It may shock you to know that Crudy does not head up the app division or any of the technology. You know that the computer screen that I utilize to do this fine show has a crack right down the middle of it, right?
Yes, I you are not great with tech.
I've been on this Mac for like 10 years. It's got all my taxes. All my life is on this Mac. When this thing kaputs, I may never do the radio show again.
Yeah, but you're one of those guys that opens up like every app on your computer and leaves it open forever until it just locks up and shuts down.
Well, I don't do that anymore because it force quits itself because I'm so low on memory.
Come on, man.
Remember
is that Windows 10?
844-967-2789. I want to tell a quick story on ourselves. You know, Dom, first and foremost, we just turned 4 as a radio enterprise here in Madison, 4 years on the air at 92.7 FM. But when we first started back in the day, back in the Milwaukee days, right?
Yeah.
Some people don't know, but the equipment that we were given might have been, let's just say, substandard by radio standards. Only I was the dumbass that bought a radio station, not knowing how to operate a radio station. So it was like on Windows, and it was in the 90s, right? It was like Windows 91. And this is in 2017. There's like 1 hour of memory left on the entire computer. Like my broken Mac has like three bytes available for memory save. Then you got to clear everything every day just so I can like open one more tab. But when we first started, we could barely even run the commercials out because there wasn't enough memory in the computer right. for like 10 commercials just to like fill the gaps in between the greatest radio show ever.
It's been a learning experience. That's for sure.
And as of
on a flash drive, it'll be fine.
As of Monday, we will be operating. I believe it's 18 radio stations in 12 different markets. And I still don't understand any of the tech, and I'm completely relying upon other people to tell me that there might be a really super cool app update coming on Monday. I feel quite confident that they are working diligently to make sure it's ready. And I played no part in its success or failure.
Well, you got to play to your strengths. Cool. You know, you are not the tech guy. Sage, a little more techie than you.
A little more techie than me.
I mean, that's good. You got you know, go to where your strengths are. You, you know, voice impersonation, and Sage, you know, heck,
you know, Sage also bought himself 2 more radio stations today.
Today,
my understanding, the FCC will make notice thereof pretty soon, and we'll talk about it. But 100,000-watt Northwoods. Packers, Brewers, and I've already been in discussion adding the Milwaukee Bucks on. I am very, very excited.
Oh, man, Crudy, you're living your dream, man. I mean, Sports Talk Live back in La Crosse, Crudy wanted to be the ESPN dude. You know, you want to talk sports and have a good time, and now look at you, man, getting all the sports.
I still do. I'm going to phase you out pretty soon. We're just going to do sports full-time around here.
Just make sure you give 110%, Crudy.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 62, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Check out the Devil's Advocates Radio with Crute and Dom.
You guys really make sense.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
Mr. Crowley. What went on in your head?
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Rico, I see you. Soon I will hear you. But be a little patient. We'll get to you and, you know, get behind Rico in the queue. But I got a little tech advice here, message to me from Jeff.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I'm not strong on the tech. And Jeff, being a courteous listener and a friend of the show, Jeff has shared with us Booze before and also the movie Idiocracy. And I have yet to watch the movie despite Jeff's gallant effort to provide it to me in a wrapper direct from Amazon. So Jeff has given me some direction here. He says, apparently you don't understand the tech to play a DVD either. So he's given me some specific steps here because I am stuck.
They still make DVDs? I mean, well, the beta tape player not working?
First, you open the plastic wrap on the case. Then you open the case containing the DVD. Then you press the case in the middle of the DVD to release the DVD. The problem is I got the red cord and the yellow cord and the white cord, and none of the TVs take the red, yellow, and white cords anymore.
Yeah.
My DVD players are from like the 1980s, and my TVs are from, you know, probably the 2000s. Probably. So, tech clashing.
Streaming. I think it's a good movie. It's a little too close to home, so I think you'd appreciate it.
Idiocracy. One more thought here. Matthew Chapman over at the Raw Story Plus. Ron DeSantis, campaign leaker, was invited to donor meeting by staffer he met on a dating app.
The right stuff.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign was rattled this week by an embarrassing leak from a strategy meeting with donors. I understood, Tom. It really didn't look very flattering. Like, the best they could say about their guy is he only trailed Trump by double digits in certain key states. But anyways, there was also leaked audio and slides showing aides trying to put a positive spin on data that clearly showed Trump has an advantage in the 24 primary and that an unusually large chunk of voters have negative views of DeSantis despite his high name recognition. I know I do, but perhaps just as embarrassing as the leak.
Well, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. Despite his high name recognition, so because someone knows, more people know about you, then somehow they should not think negatively? I mean, how does that make any sense?
Well, if they know you, you would hope
to know you
is
to not
like
you.
Yes. Now you're starting to catch the point. In his own donor meeting where they're putting their best foot forward and they're using the inside data that he has to offer, the kind of stuff that you know, Paul Manafort gives to Kilimnik,
right?
You know, the good stuff, the inside,
if you believe the Mueller
data
report.
Well, according to their own report, you know, not only is Trump whooping DeSantis's ass, but those that know DeSantis don't really like DeSantis. But perhaps, just as embarrassing as the leak itself might be how the leak happened, according to the publisher of Florida Politics, Peter Skorosh, the campaign insider site which broke the leak, the first hint of how it came from a tweet by DeSantis spokesperson an official campaign, campaign official Christina Pushaw. Show, that's how P-U-S-H-A-W, Pushaw, right? Showing a picture of a person claimed to be the leaker and saying, as you can see, not a member of our team. Team DeSantis does not leak. But larger events with many outside attendees sometimes run the risk of infiltration.
Ooh.
Scorret then confirmed Pashaw's account and added a new twist. My source, who was a conduit to me receiving the audio from DeSantis' donor briefing, confirms this was the source of the audio. This person says he was invited to the briefing after interacting with the Ron DeSantis campaign staffer on the dating app Hinge.
Alex, the dating app Hinge.
That's a new one, Dom. Alex Brewswitz, a Republican consultant aligned with the former President Donald Trump, ruthlessly mocked the DeSantis campaign over the revelation. It came from a Hinge dating app match of one of Team DeSantis staff members. Who on your team is inviting Hinge matches to donor retreats? DeSantis, he's not had a clever rollout, Dom. And, you know, we are doing his voice for a limited time only, because I think he might have like a 90-day shelf life. You know where you buy stuff and you put it...
We're already into the 90 days, right? So less than 90 days. Yeah, okay, all right.
I would say the Labor Day weekend is the end of the Ron DeSantis shelf life. He'll make it through the Iowa fair, but he'll never make it to the caucuses. Not successfully. 844-967-2789. Not after the ridicule he's received on this show. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing all right, guys. Thought I'd try my hand at this.
You gotta put down the weed and whiskey first, Rico.
Yeah. So, folks, for those of you who missed it, I had a great rollout on Twitter last week, and I am Ron DeSantis, running for president of the United States. I aim to make America like Florida again. We will have no books. We will have no gays. We will have no transes. And we will have no black voters. When I get that little Mickey in the position I want him, I will show him who the real the sausage is. And we will have no jobs. Thank you.
Wow.
I'm Ron DeSantis.
Come on.
Rico,
you're kidding me, Rico. That's spectacular.
Your street voice is more Cheech and Chong, but your your DeSantis voice is impeccable.
You have a voice of an angel.
Yeah.
Mrs. Rico is such a... Now, you working on the voices in the bedroom with Mrs. Rico? You just do a different voice, keep it spicy in there? I just made Dom choke tequila through his nose.
Yep, that was a little much for me. Thank you for that one, Michael. Rico, you don't have to answer that question, but we do want to know.
No, I actually just started practicing it when I heard it on my way home from work about a half hour ago.
All right, man. Well, you got about 25 minutes ahead of Crudy, so you keep fighting, man.
Yeah.
When you got some sexy time later with Mrs. Rico. What's that?
Huh?
I said when you got some sexy when you got some sexy time later with Mrs. Rico, give her the Ron DeSantis voice.
Oh, don't do that. That's a terrible idea.
Oh, yes. You're going to find out, honey, what the short end of the Ron DeSantis is.
Rico, be well.
Oh, no.
We got the best audience. See, they play along. I love you for that, especially you, Rico, at the end. Save the best for last.
Oh, wish spectacular.
Call in June for more tickets, Rico. The rest of you, keep tuning in, please. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Stick around, though. We've got the Empowered Caregivers at 7 with Liza and Kristen. Native Roots Radio in between. It's the Meet the Empowered Caregiver sandwich, 6 to 7. Keep it locked.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.